1, 3, 5, 6.
It's the signature
the
six.
Signature six.
Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business.
It's time for the Signature Six at six. We're going to start. Number one, coronavirus dealt a heavy blow to small businesses in the U.S. Throughout the states, they're gradually reopening, loosening restrictions. But still about 100,000 businesses shut their doors permanently last year. Businesses in some states have been more resilient than others. Wallet Hub looked at the numbers. How resilient in the states, you guys? A list of 1 to 50. I almost said 100. 1 being the most resilient, 50 being the least resilient. Where would you put Illinois when it comes to resilience for small businesses?
23.5.
23.5, right in the middle. Lauren?
Yeah, I was going to go somewhere in the middle as well.
Mary?
I don't know. I'll go 30.
You got to believe people. Number six, most resilient businesses around the country. Number two, Small Business Expo, America's biggest business networking and educational event for business owners, startups, entrepreneurs. It was called off last year. We'll be back this year. They're going to have 15 shows. The first one will be here in Chicago on August 25th. Number three, the Small Business Administration officially launched its long-anticipated Shuttered Venue Operators Grant Program. Not every eligible business will get to sign up right away. In the first 14 days, $16.25 billion grant program will be open to businesses that suffered a 90% or greater loss between April and December. Number four, McDonald's will close hundreds of restaurants that are located inside Walmart stores. Isn't that what you guys like to do? You go to Walmart, have a Big Mac, maybe?
That sounds horrible.
Is it true McDonald's has baskets of fries now?
I did see that on one of the apps.
I'm getting an enthusiastic thumbs up from the control room. In fact, I think he just woke up. So, yeah, that's a big deal. McD's will close all but 150 restaurants that are located in with Walmart stores, down from at one time they had 1,000.
Don't most of them have Subways?
Yeah, I've never seen a McDonald's.
I've never seen a McDonald's in a Walmart ever.
I've been to Sam's Club. I don't know if I do McDonald's. I mean, I do McDonald's. I don't do
Must Walmart. Be in certain states.
Thank you very much. Number five. Crane says Hazel Technologies and Northwestern University spin-out that developed a novel way to make produce last longer raised $70 million for international expansion. This is a really cool thing. So it's a spray. I think it's a natural membrane that they can put. They started with avocados, and it helps keep the fruit from ripening too quickly and then being wasted. So good news there. And number six, since Vice President Kamala Harris visited the Sugar Brown Bakery, make that the Brown Sugar Bakery business has been taking off. In-store retail sales up 21%. Online retail sales increased 88%, according to owner Stephanie Hart. Now, the vice president, when she was there, ordered a slice of German chocolate cake. What did we learn on this show about German chocolate cake, you guys? Well, I'll ask again more clearly. What did we learn on this program a few weeks ago about German chocolate cake?
Did I have the day off?
I think I was off that day.
Me too.
Same.
It has nothing to do with Germany. It was a guy named German who just started a chocolate company, and he baked the cake.